Tina, thank you very much. It's 25 to 10 if you're on your way to work. Nurses are threatening a summer of protest over pay. The pledge was made at the Royal College of Nursing Conference. And Janice Smith, Northern Ireland's director of the union, says nurses have had enough. She's with me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janice. The business plan commentator, Erwin Armstrong, with us. Morning, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Janice.
Had enough of
Good
what?
Morning.
Had enough of what, Janice?
Well, I think that everybody knows that staff and health service have been working under considerable pressure, and particularly in Northern Ireland, but across the United Kingdom. We've seen it, the pressures on our emergency departments and not enough beds, not enough services in the community. So the way that that is impacting staff and nurses in particular is that there have been cost-saving measures to deal with the finance. That has resulted in an inadequate nursing workforce. Nurses are working short-staffed. And they're working in teams that there are vacancies in, and they're being filled by bank and agency staff. So whilst their pay has not been increasing, they're now seeing nurses engaged and by agencies getting paid much more than they're getting
And you're
paid.
Threatening a summer of protest. What does that mean?
Well, I think that that will become very clear in the next number of weeks when we work out what our members think that that should look like. But I would suggest that one of the things they will be looking at are all the unpaid hours that they're doing to try and care for patients and to try and make work in a system that actually isn't working.
So you're going to work the rule?
I think you will see nurses saying, right, we've had enough of that and we're not going to do all those extra hours and we're not going to do all the duties actually that are not really nursing duties anyway.
Well, that's interesting. So if a patient needs that care and is desperate for it, your members are going to walk away from them?
Well, I think, Stephen, the question you have to be asked is it safe to ask nurses what they're doing to work all the hours that they're working?
Come on, that's a red herring, because you're telling me that they've been doing that for a long time and they're doing it now because the care is needed. So this summer of protest is going to... Let's not have it some type of abstract statement, Janice. Your summer of protest, therefore, is going to mean... You know, an elderly patient who only has that nurse to look after them, and she looks and the nurse turns her back and walks away. Or any age of patient, seeing a nurse go home and work to rule. And this is what you're threatening and you want support for it?
I think you're making assumptions when you say that, Stephen, that a nurse is going to turn their back on a patient.
Well, you said they're not going to do extra hours.
Well, what I will say to you, Stephen, is that scenario that you just have outlined is the very scenarios that nurses are dealing with every day. And actually, I, as the director of the Royal College of Nursing, would say that that was exploitation. And nurses have been exploited for years. And don't forget that the Maury poll shows that nurses are the most trusted profession by the public. So the public know that nurses don't turn their back on them.
You know, Erwin Armstrong, here's the flip side to what I just said to Janice. We're exploiting people through emotional blackmail. We're saying to these nurses who work hard anyway, who work a lot harder than most of us listening to this programme this morning, we want more and we're not going to pay you for it. And we're going to rely on your kindness. And we're going to rely on people like me not being able to say, well, you turned your back on that patient. Why are we not valuing nurses more and paying them for what they do?
Well, I think, first of all, I would say nurses do a very good job, but they are not by any means on the lowest pay scales in the United Kingdom. They get subsidised education. They start at about $22,000 a year on a pay scale that, after obviously a long time, runs up for the most senior to about $99,000 for management roles. So they are not on a scale that is low. And we've got to take into consideration, we have waiting lists that are running up to a year and a half, 2 years for people in the health service. If nurses get more money, that will have a very direct impact on the patients who are waiting. And I think, as you said, I don't ever believe, you know, that a nurse will turn her back on a patient who needs them. I don't think that's, when you talk about work to rule, anything that will happen that way. But we have got
these people have had enough.
Yeah, but Stephen, you cannot look at a situation. The patients have had enough. The people who are waiting for 2 years have had enough.
Why don't we pay nurses more? Enough.
Because, Stephen, there is a pot of money in Northern Ireland for the National Health Service, and there has been more money put into the health service in England. And when it came to Northern Ireland, it wasn't put into the health service. It was siphoned off and put into other areas. And I don't think a lot of people actually realise that our local politicians took money from the health service that should, if they worked the same.
Remember just a couple of years ago, MLA's got 11% of a pay rise?
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing. Maybe that was the money that should have gone into the health service. I don't know. I just know that under the Barnett formula, the consequentials mean that if there's additional money put into the health service in England, it also goes to Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. And a lot of that money did not finish up in the health service in Northern Ireland. It went to other places.
Are your staff or nurses at breaking point?
They are absolutely at breaking point. And when we talk about money, there are a couple of things that I'd like to say about that. And the first thing is, I would be very interested if there was a public inquiry into how we used our resources in the health service. If we have saved any money by the cost-saving measures that have caused such a detrimental effect in the nursing profession. Because if you look at how much we're spending on nurses that we're employing from agencies, since 2011-12, that has doubled. It has doubled from, you know, about 8.5 million to about 15 million. And the use of bank staff has actually risen from, you know, about 35 million to 64 million. So what I would be saying is that I'm not sure that what we set out to do when we were in financial difficulty has saved any money at all. That's one of the things I'd say about money. And the second thing is that 52% of registered nurses in Northern Ireland are paid in the first pay scale. There are no nurses in Northern Ireland in those band 9 scales that Irwin is talking about, not one. But I can tell
why
you...
Why not?
Exactly, because the other thing that has happened to the nursing workforce in Northern Ireland is nurses are kept in lower pay bands than they are in the rest of the UK. So 52% of our nurses earn 21,600 when they start, and after 8 years, they earn 28,000. And, you know, there is something about, you know, saying that is a good salary. Maybe very well, but if you're a nurse or a single parent or the only earner in your home and you're trying to keep a family on that salary and it takes you out of all of the support, financial support that you can get, then life is pretty tough at the moment.
Jan and Ballygan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I would just like to say that nurses are not paid well enough because I've saw them. I mean, it's really struggling and perspiration running down their face, maybe no help, maybe a DM or maybe a nursing assistant or something helping them out, but they can only do a certain amount. They can't do what the nurse is doing. And I mean, if there's two onto the ward and one doesn't turn in, and the other one's carrying that work by themselves, yeah, maybe not enough staff.
What does the lack of an executive mean, Janice, for your members and the health service generally?
Yeah, well, in terms of the health service in Northern Ireland, we all know what it means. It means that we are not getting on with making the decisions that need to be made to try and reshape our health service and provide appropriate care for people. I can tell you that there's nobody knows better than nurses what the impact of coming into an ED, of not having a bed, of not being able to get the operation that you need or to get the investigations that you need. Nobody knows that better than nurses. So we all know what that looks like. And we know that it's a problem across the UK, but we've got a particular problem because we have decisions to be made. And of course, that's now all on hold. Okay. In terms of their pay, it means they haven't even got the 1% pay rise because no decision will be made until there's a minister. But that's not new in Northern Ireland. This has happened before.
Janice, thank you. Nice to talk to you this morning, Irwin. Nice to talk to you.